Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends. My name is Eric Cloward, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. The Stoic Coffee Break is a weekly podcast where I take an aspect of Stoicism and do my best to break it down to its most important points. I talk about my experiences, both my successes and my failures, and hope that you can learn something from my experience and make your life just a little bit better, all within the space of a coffee break. This week's episode is called Personal Maintenance. Are you always looking for the easiest or the lazy solution? Do you try to find the one-and-done solution to the problems in your life? Today I want to talk about how most progress is not just about knowing what to do, but about doing it consistently. How do you move forward? One step at a time. How do you lose weight? 1 kilo at a time. How do you write a book? 1 page at a time. How do you build a relationship? 1 day at a time. In a world obsessed with speed, never forget that things of real worth and value take time. Thibaut. So the other day, I was talking with my therapist, and she mentioned how some of the issues that I've been struggling with are things that I know and can do, but they're just things that I need to be better about continually applying in my daily life. And as we discussed it a little bit further, the thought occurred to me that most things in our lives are not about the big breakthrough ideas, but the consistent application of things we already know. It's about personal maintenance. This kind of maintenance is something that we all need to do, but it's not easy because it feels like they're just small things that we have to do over and over again. But it's kind of like showering. It may be annoying that we have to do it regularly, but if you don't, you really start to notice it. But often we just want the easy solution, or we want something that we can just do once and never have to do it again. And I think there are very few things in life where it's just a one-time thing that once you're done, you never have to work on it again. And as I was working on this episode, I really struggled to try and think of anything in life that falls into that category. I mean, take for example, if you have a child. When the child is born, it's not like that's the end of it. In fact, that's just the beginning of a whole endeavor of bringing a kid into adulthood. And when we have this kind of mindset, and we're always looking for the one and done or the easy solution, well, it makes it challenging to make progress because we're too focused on just getting through whatever it is to get to what we want. And this creates a feeling of impatience because we place our satisfaction on the end goal of just getting through it. And when we're too focused on just getting to the end of what we're doing, then we're often unhappy while we're doing it as well. We want the outcome so bad that we miss the journey. And when we can learn to appreciate the process of what we're doing and do those things every single day in a way that is beneficial for us, then we can really start to enjoy it, because life is really all about the process of living, and then we can really apply this attitude to almost everything. Progress is not achieved by luck or accident, but by working on yourself daily. Epictetus. I think the biggest thing that comes to mind is that we are never done with personal improvement. You never reach a place in your life where you can just say, you know, I'm done growing, learning, and improving. And for me, this is a beautiful thing. I love the idea that we always have space to grow and to learn. And in fact, when I was a teenager and I was a Mormon, they used to talk about how when you die and go to heaven, if you had been righteous enough, that you will be perfect and be like God. And for me, this was always troubling because I realized that if I knew everything and was perfect, I would get bored. because I have such a thirst for learning. This was actually terrifying for me because I get a dopamine hit every time I learn something new and interesting. When I have those moments where something clicks in for me on an interesting idea, it's kind of like a rush. And honestly, it's a big driver of why I do this podcast, because each time I learned just a little bit more about how to be a better person or learn something more interesting about life. Now, because we live in a goal-oriented and achievement-based culture, we need to be careful with making our happiness dependent upon our accomplishments. When we set our worth based upon outcomes, we're putting our happiness and worth on things that are outside of our control. Now, this can be something as basic as needing to own a certain size house or a model of a car as a symbol to show others our value. And often we get stuck with the idea that we need to be achieving and accomplishing things in order to feel like we are a productive human being. And while accomplishing goals is good, our goals should be the things that we aim at because they are the things that help us create processes in order for us to grow. But let me state this clearly. We don't need to accomplish anything to be a good human. We use goals to set a direction for us because we know in the process of trying to achieve those goals, we will learn and we will grow. Now, just because I said we don't need to accomplish anything to be a good human, let me clarify that, because most of us feel better about ourselves and better about our lives when we are contributing to something. Now, we don't have to have massive achievements and accolades, but we just need to be contributing to something in some way, because we all want to feel useful in this world. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Lao Tzu. Now, sometimes we need to take some big actions to get things to where they need to be. And then that may be a project at work or a personal breakthrough or some other big change in your life, like getting married or having a child. While the big event took a lot of effort, after the big event, there are usually things that need to be done on a continuing basis. For example, when you get married, it's not like you suddenly live happily ever after and never have to work on your relationship again. I know from my own experience in discussing it with my friends that getting married is really that point where things are going to be a lot more challenging as you work to create a healthy and supportive relationship. It takes daily effort to help that relationship grow. And even then, people can grow in different directions and desire different things in their lives. But for there to be a chance for that relationship to actually grow and be beneficial for both people, it takes a little bit of work every single day. A more practical example for me recently was that I just spent a few weeks getting my house ready so that I could put it up for sale. And it took a lot of effort. I had to get rid of a lot of stuff that I don't need anymore, had to organize areas of the house that I had let slide, and make repairs that I had put off. Now, by the time I got done with everything on the house for it to be ready to show, I was exhausted. But having done that, it's been pretty easy to keep it clean and tidy. Now it's just maintenance work. It's simple things like wiping down the counters after a meal or making my bed when I get up in the morning. It's putting my clothes away rather than just having them sit in the basket next to the bed. With personal maintenance, it's the same thing. It takes work to get to where we can make a breakthrough. But after that, it's just being mindful and being consistent. It's about creating systems or processes to continually apply what you have learned. How you do anything is how you do everything. Ancient proverb. Now, one thing that we can do to help us maintain the ground that we've gained after making some of these bigger accomplishments is to continually do something well. If we can appreciate mastering something simple and doing it well, then we can make it into something greater than just the task. A great example of this is the Japanese tea ceremony, or chado. Doing something as simple as making tea is done with a sense of mindfulness, and it elevates it from the mundane to something beautiful and artistic. When we can find ways to be mindful and present with what we're doing, it's no longer just something we get done and out of the way, but can be thought of as a practice of how to do something, anything, well. Now, the reason why we should practice this with normal everyday tasks is that when you have a mind to do something simple well, it becomes a habit in everything else you do. It's more about developing the skill of discipline than simply improving on the skill you're practicing. It also turns whatever you're doing into a practice in mastering something. And for me, the feeling that comes from having done something well, even if it's something trivial, still feels good. As silly as it seems, A great example of this is why when we see those videos of people tossing water bottles and having it land upright feels so satisfying. And applying this kind of thinking to other seemingly trivial tasks can help develop a work ethic of excellence. Need to prepare dinner? Can you find a way to make that process into a performance? Have to do the dishes? Do them like a dishwashing guru. There's no better way to grow as a person than to do something you hate every day. David Goggins. I've often spoken on this podcast about doing hard things or things that are uncomfortable, and there's a reason for that. In our culture of convenience, we get too comfortable. We reach a point where we only do things that are easy or pleasurable, and life is not always pleasing. Life has lots of hard challenges that plenty of people avoid. If you want to make progress, you have to do things that are hard or uncomfortable. And the more willing you are to push yourself, the more progress you'll make. In my own case, as I'm working to create a mastermind group and work on finding coaching clients, I have to do things that are new and uncomfortable for me. I have to stretch myself in ways I'm not used to, like creating a social media calendar or recording videos. But I know that if I want to be successful, I have to do them. I have to work on being more organized and following up with coaching clients. I have to try things that I haven't tried before. Doing all of the small things we need to do can sometimes feel very challenging, which is why sometimes we just need to have the courage to push through. And usually, we find that on the other side of it, that it wasn't nearly as scary as we thought it would be. It is not daily increase, but daily decrease. Hack away the unessential. The closer to the source, the less wastage there is. Bruce Lee. One of the best things that we can do to help us be more effective is to reduce what we do. There is so much in modern life that can take up our time and energy. Trying to remember to do all of the things that we need to become who we want to, can often feel very daunting. There are plenty of things in our life that want our attention, but don't really bring much value to us. When we take the time to figure out what is truly essential, we will also get a lot more done on the things that truly matter. Are there things that you can remove from your life because they bring little value or take up your energy for other, more important things? What holds value is up to you, but for me, things that help me physically and mentally or help me connect with and serve other people are things that are a priority. For example, as much as I enjoy video games and shows on Netflix, I make sure that I don't waste too much time on them so that I have energy to work on the things that are really important to me. So the real question is, what are you doing each and every day to apply what you know? Are you practicing meditation and writing in your journal? Are you aware of the thoughts in your own mind and recognizing when you fall into thinking traps like catastrophizing or all-or-nothing thinking? Are you being mindful about the way you treat other people? It's creating systems that help you achieve these small things that you do every single day that lead you to a better life. Just as wiping down the counters or making your bed or vacuuming the floors helps keep a house tidy, it's the little things that keep us on the path to improvement. It's about being aware of your moods and making sure that you're taking care of your health. It's about practicing mindfulness and making intentional choices each and every day that help you progress. The little things are far more powerful to improving your life over the long term than any of the grand gestures. And that's the end of this week's Stoic Coffee Break. Be kind to yourself, be kind to others, and thanks for listening.